What's it like to be as good as you are?
Feels like I'm in control of everything, you know?
Must be nice.
Mike Flaherty is an attorney in a small American town where his practice barely brings in enough money to support his family.
Mr. Poplar has been deemed incapacitated by this court.
To do win.
A decent and ethical guy, Mike bends the rules in order to get a much-needed payment from an elderly client who has no family willing to care for him. It seems like a harmless enough choice, but the consequences mount up when Kyle, Mr. Poplar's teenaged grandson, unexpectedly shows up.
You looking for Mr. Poplar?
He's my grandfather. I came to live with him.
I don't have a grandson.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Mike's wife insists they take care of young Kyle until the situation is sorted out. And it turns out the teenager is a talented wrestler who becomes a valuable member of the high school team that Mike coaches part-time. It should be a win-win situation that is good for everyone involved. However, the secret that lawyer Mike is keeping from everyone because he needs the income from his client's care threatens to bring down his family and his legal career.
No! What are you, mind?
I did not think that it would get this complicated.
Paul Giamatti stars as Mike Flaherty. He says the role was complex because the character is so ordinary.
Well, it was a tricky part because the guy was content and not kind of emotionally extreme and things like that, which I'm more used to doing. The challenge was trying to play somebody content, trying to play somebody happy with their lives, trying to play somebody decent, trying to play somebody kind of good-natured person, all these things without it appearing vapid.
Not in a position to take care of another kid right now.
Well, I don't care. I'm not sending him back there. I can't. For the record, I'm not very happy about it.
Fine, then. We don't have to do this.
Yes, we do, Mike. We do. Makes me so angry and so damn sad to see him in this situation. He's just a kid.
Yeah, I know. I know. But I thought the story, what he was trying to do in this was really interesting. I mean, the portrait of sort of suburban life and then all the sort of complications in these people's lives and people slightly morally compromising themselves.
Earlier films by writer and director Tom McCarthy focused on individuals who tried to withdraw from life. With Win-Win, the filmmaker says he wanted to highlight how vital it is to cultivate and keep relationships with other people.
I felt like with this movie, I was, you know, in many ways, it was the inverse of my earlier films where we had a guy who was completely involved in his life and his community with the team in every which way, probably overextended to some extent, considering now the financial burden he had to deal with, how that might change. And as a filmmaker and storyteller, I was interested in exploring that. Just a busier life, a more full life, as opposed to someone who's a little bit living on the fringe.
McCarthy decided to cast a real high school wrestling champion with no previous acting experience in the role of the film's loner, Kyle.
I decided early on I wanted to get a wrestler and help him to learn how to act, basically, as opposed to go the other way around, get an actor and teach him how to wrestle. I'm a big sports nut, and I can't stand when I see a movie with sports, and I don't believe that the actor playing the role is actually proficient in the sport.
He chose Alex Schaefer, who, in his acting debut, holds his own opposite veteran actors Paul Giamatti and Amy Ryan, who plays Mike's patient but skeptical wife.
I had a ton of fun. It was cool working with, like, actors like this. I mean, at the time I didn't really realize how big of a deal it was, but I mean, now it's like certainly something special.
It's a win-win situation for the young co-star. Schaefer is now studying acting and plans to pursue it as a career. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.